The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 215 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How's everyone? This is Kevin and I'm out for a short walk today. I actually just finished a run. I'm going to add a couple miles at the end of that. Just a leisurely walk without some coffee this morning. And I thought I'd stop and stop what I was doing and say, hey. So this episode is actually, I think, going to be a shorter episode. I'm quite certain it's going to be a shorter episode. And it's really got a couple of main points. The first one is to remind everyone of the upcoming Extra Mile Podcast September meetup at the Bird in Hand Half Marathon. And that is on September the 9th, which is a Saturday. I think Saturday races generally fit travel plans far better, because then you've got that next day to travel home on Sunday, right? So you'll hear some submissions in this episode about that race and from folks who should know what the heck they're talking about, because they are from folks who have run the race in the past. Multiple times. I also have my own training and health update, and I would like to have a conversation about a new running toy that I have gotten my hot little hands on, and then also have a very serious conversation about something far more important than running. I know. Gasp. So I want to get to the good stuff first, and we'll handle those other topics at the end of the good stuff. So stick around if you will, please. And when you get to the good stuff, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Good morning, extra milers. Oh, this is Sandy in the Pacific Northwest. Walk, running, now mainly walking on a warm trail this morning. Boy, Pacific Northwest has been so cold. And then, of course, last week it got sweltering hot, but we were gone. It was warm where we ran, but I guess we got out a little bit earlier, and then we were in San Francisco, which, if you've ever been to the city of San Francisco, my recommendation is always to go on the shoulder kind of months of October or April, because when it starts getting hot in the Central Valley, the fog stays in San Francisco. So many barbecue grilling was done wearing our winter jackets in the middle of July in San Francisco. And every day, our heaters would come on because it was so cold. So, yeah. Anyway, it was beautiful when we were there, but still you have that marine layer in the morning. So, and actually we didn't really have a lot of time for running. We did a lot of walking. I was able to get a brief walk with a bit of running on the Golden Gate Bridge while my guys, who I was traveling with, Gary and our son David, were gifted a Giants game down right behind home plate, so that was quite a wonderful opportunity for them, and they had a great time, and so did I, walking along Christie Field and the bay there, and then up over the Golden Gate. But today I'm just going to take a few minutes, I promise to be quick, to update you on our latest race, which was just a walk from under the Bay Bridge in San Francisco to the breakers of the Pacific Ocean. We did the Beta Breakers. We had not, Gary and I had not done the Beta Breakers for 30 years. When we lived there, we had done it. And I guess we'd actually done it the year before we moved there. So anyways, always a lot of fun. But my sister, who is not a runner, and her husband, wanted to join us this year. And so we all walked together, and it was a lot of fun. 7.5 miles from the Bay Bridge to the breakers, up over a incredible hill. And, of course, many cities that are next to the ocean are hilly. Well, as are places like cornfields in Pennsylvania and cities like Atlanta. So you got a really great hill, and people feel sorry for you on the Hayes Street Hill. Now, the thing you need to know about Beta Breakers is there are elite, serious runners, and I'm sure there is money involved, but for the most part, it is just a celebration across town. So on what's called the Hayes Street Hill that everybody hates, there are all these apartments, old Victorian houses with upstairs apartments, and they have all kinds of snacks and beverages to keep you moving. They were pouring beer. They were throwing down Jello shots. Lots of fun to keep you moving on. We did not imbibe. My sister tried a Jello shot, and it was okay, but mostly we just looked. Now, the Beta Breakers is one of those runs that's heavily costumed, and many people choose their costume to be naked. So that's always a fun thing on a race. I saw more old man butts than I ever cared to see. Old men, I do just want to tell you this. When you're younger, you probably have a tight little butt. Well, you do. Let me show you a picture because I did walk behind one of those. You know, that, you know, might be admirable. But when you reach a certain age, even if you are not fat, your butt is wrinkly. So my recommendation to any of you who may want to do a naked run and not get laughed at would be to start working on your squats several months before, because you want those wrinkles to be ironed out, so to speak. Yes. And then people seem to like to bejewel their dangling parts, whether they were on the upper part of a female body or the lower part of a male anatomy. Oh, so fun. So fun. My poor country brother-in-law, he didn't have a clue about much of that stuff and was wondering why his wife was so knowledgeable. Anyway, But we, for the most part, moved on. Lots of fun, fun costumes, fun atmosphere. Just a great day to celebrate being able to move forward. And so we did our 7.5 miles, and then you had to walk about another few blocks to get to the bus back to where it dropped you off at the start, and walk another few blocks for our car. So it was about a 10-mile day. A lot of fun. So that's it. The rest of the time, we've just been really trying to, you know, keep running. Today I did 4 miles run-walk, 1 mile walk back to my car because it was just hot out here. And moving toward our 50K, which is in about 18 weeks. So Saturday be another long run. My PT's been going great. I've got the physical therapy tech. She's got years and years of experience that included a lot of hands-on kind of fascia, muscle, different releases. And so I just kind of tell her where I've been feeling tightness after running, and, you know, she'll work on me. And they're working on, you know, my knee is just never lately hasn't been bothering me. But I continue to struggle with a lot of stuff around my hip and my SI joints. And so that's the area that they're focusing. And, you know, I keep saying, well, you know, am I going to have to stop this? And they say no. As long as I want to keep going, they'll keep authorizing the treatment, because I'm not necessarily able to do what I really want to do pain-free. And so they'll keep working on it. So that's great. This physical therapy tech, she's also does some running. So when she has aches and pains when she's running, and she's more, you know, probably over 50, where the physical therapist, the doctor of physical therapy, is probably 25. So anyway, when she's out ready and she'll have a pain, she'll go, okay, this is bothering me. If you have this, this is what I, you know, found was helpful. So anyway, she's really great. Okay, it's so good to be able to talk to you. I am going to be going now. So I hope you're all able to get out this morning and either run or walk. I hope the weather is nice. I hope you're really able to enjoy that extra mile. This is Sandy from the Pacific Northwest. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Tom calling and walking in beautiful Carrboro, North Carolina. I just got done with the latest Extra Mile podcast, so I decided to give you a submission and, unfortunately, an injury update. Now, I did sign up for the Bird in Hand, and I do intend to run it, maybe not at my best, with maybe extra walk breaks. But a few weeks ago, I injured my hamstring, pulled my hamstring doing some tempo running, and I guess I didn't let it heal enough, and I didn't go to PT or anything, and 2 weeks later, the same thing happened, and maybe a little bit worse. So now I'm in PT, physical therapy, and trying to get better and taking more time, and I haven't run in almost 3 weeks. But I'm walking a lot, and as Kevin said in the last extra mile, you know, walking is great. And I have a kind of saying, my own saying about walking. I say walking is the best, and I tell my friends that, and I encourage people to walk more. You know, a lot of people don't like running, but they can walk. Most people, can't say all people. Anyway, to make things worse a couple of week ago. I was walking down my staircase and I fell. I slipped and I hit the side of my back. I didn't break any bones, it's just muscle. So kind of a contusion. So I'm dealing with recovering from that, which kind of set me back, but maybe that's a good thing because it keeps me from trying to run until I start to feel better. And it's improving a little bit. It still has a ways to go. So I guess that means, I'm thinking of the thing where you turn lemons into lemonade. So I was given a lot of lemons and I decided to finally invest in a float or a belt for water running. So I've done a couple of short sessions in my condo pool and that's working out, and walking more like I am now, because that's good and helps loosen my back a little bit. So, and when it comes to training, a week ago I walked mostly with maybe, this is before I hurt my back, with a little bit of short running of like 10 seconds. But so I guess I'm still on target to do a half marathon. It's just the walking takes a lot longer. And it did take me about 3 hours to get in, more than 3 hours to get in the 11 miles. But I'm determined to meet up and look forward to meeting some of you. Anyway, enjoy your extra mile. Bye-bye.
Hey there, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is JD, and this is an official challenge. So I know some of you folks are going to be making it to the Bird in Hand Half Marathon this September 9th. First of all, looking forward to seeing each and every one of you here in beautiful South Central Pennsylvania. It's a nice time of year to be here, and it always looks better when you visit. So just keep that in mind. Here's the challenge. Since this is the Bird in Hand Half Marathon, my challenge for you is to go to your local hobby store and go buy a fake bird. You know, the kind they always put in like flower arrangements and things like that. It costs about $3-4. It's not a super expensive thing. And bring that with you to the Bird in Hand Half Marathon weekend. Whether you're doing the 5K or the half marathon, doesn't matter. Everyone's included in this. Then what I want you to do, all right, is have that in your hand when you cross the finish line. And I'd also like to see people have that in your hand when we take the group photo. Obviously, you get the reference, bird in hand, and you will have a bird in your hand. An option for folks, a lot of these fake birds come with what's basically known as an alligator clip on the bottom, so you can just clip it on. Try to get that kind of a fake bird. And then what you can do is you can actually take a Skoosh band. Yes, this is also a little advertisement for the Skoosh band. Put it over your hand and then alligator clip the bird to the Skoosh band over your palm, and then you'll have a bird in hand, and you don't actually have to physically hang on to it. It's just clipped to your palm. So just a thought for everybody there. Looking forward to seeing everybody in September, which is only about a month away from the time that I'm recording this. So hopefully this will get out on an episode before Bird in Hand actually happens. Otherwise, that's all I got. Time to get on with my day. Be well, be safe, and of course, always enjoy your extra mile.
Hello, all you extra milers. This is Caroline Heller from Atlanta, Georgia, telling you why you should go to Bird in Hand this year. Y'all, this is just the most memorable, amazing race. Everything from the course itself, beautiful scenery, the Amish that put it on, from the Pacers running in their full outfits, to after the race, their huge tents that, and they serve a family style meal where we all get together and sit together. Everybody finishes at different times, but we, you know, sit in groups and eat and talk and learn a lot about each other. You'll have people cheering you on because we'll all get to know each other on Friday night before the race on Saturday. So people are waiting for, you know, various ones of us to come in. People are waiting and cheering for you along the finish line. Like I said, there are multiple times for us to get together Friday night at the big pasta dinner. We set aside some tables and can all sit together and get to know each other. I've made some great friends on this race that I didn't really know before. You know, maybe they came up on the Extra Mile audio from the podcast or in the Facebook group, but I've met, this will be my third year running it. I was supposed to run 2020. We all know what happened there. So I ended up running 2021, 2022, and now this year. And you may get to run with someone that you didn't know all that well beforehand, like I did. I ended up running with Anthony McCann the whole way. We got talking, and it just is such a fantastic race. And the race is on Saturday, so you can come in. I'll fly in. Come in on Friday. Race on Saturday. Have our meetup after the race, and then fly home on Sunday. Or drive home wherever you live. So it makes it a really good weekend race trip. So I hope to see a whole bunch of you there. Bye.
Hey, Kevin, all you extra milers. It's Nate from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Just giving you all the reasons why you, my friend, need to come to Bird in Hand. Last year was the most epic year of Bird in Hand. I don't know if you know the background, but this was my eighth time doing Bird in Hand, and I was able to run with Coach Chris and Just Plain Dave, as well as Alan. And even though I did not get my goal, it was such an amazing experience. And the more importantly, the meetups were fantastic. We really got to connect. That's if you're into that. And it was so nice to be able to connect over some really delicious food and just a great atmosphere. Bird in Hand really knows how to put together a race, and it's actually only gotten better as the year's gone on. So I want to encourage you, if you're on the fence, please come join us. You can email me at natewagner08@gmail.com to let me know you're coming. And just trust that you will have a fantastic time. And I can all but guarantee it personally. And I will do everything in my power to make it an epic weekend for you. So be there, be square. Can't wait to meet you if I haven't already. Can't wait to see those lovables who will be there. Have an awesome day. Nate from Harrisburg. Come to Bird in Hand, everyone.
Well, good morning, Extra Milers. This is Roxanne, and I am just calling in with a short report about our upcoming Bird in Hand race. There, at the time of this recording, there's 31 days, 7 hours and 12 minutes, but nope, I'm not excited one bit. I cannot wait to see everyone at the race who's going to be there. I love this race, and the one thing about this race I think that makes it most special for me, well, there's not really just one thing, but some of the things that make it most special for me is the Amish people up there that we get to have the meetup with and the dinner, that are on the race course, that are everywhere that we come into contact, are so kind and so engaging with us. And it's nice to get to know them. I think the funnest thing for me is the community of our extra milers, our customized people, the friends that we stay in contact with on our Facebook page, and we stay in contact on our Zoom, but it's not the same as getting to have lunch and getting to hang at the start line and the finish line and cheer each other on and getting to run with each other as well. I'm hoping that this year we can kind of pair up in some groups with similar paces and run together. For me, this race, it's not really a race. There are races that I'd like to train for and try to do my very best at, but this one is more for me just enjoying the beautiful scenery that we run through, enjoying the company of whoever I happen to be running beside or running behind, as the case is oftentimes, and just enjoying every minute of that race, soaking it all in. So, you know, if it takes me longer, that's just all the more that I get to soak in. So those are some of the things that I'm most excited about, but mostly to get to see everyone at the race. Can't wait to see you in 31 days, 7 hours, and now 4 minutes. Have a great day, Extra Milers.
Oh, good morning, Extra Milers. This is Sandy.
And Gary.
In the Northern California area. Yep, not in the Pacific Northwest. Does it feel like we're in the Pacific Northwest?
Not at all.
No. No, our run started in the high, 60s, and quickly escalated. And we started a little, 7:30-ish. Yep, how high does your watch say it is?
75.
75, currently. That's hot for Washingtonians. Well, anyway, after my rambling that last time, we just wanted to do a quick little update of us having a run on our time away. Now, hon, why are we here in Chico?
To celebrate my 50-year class reunion.
Can you believe that? Hello. Can you believe that I'm married to somebody that has had 50 years post high school? It is just so hard for me to believe. Luckily, I married someone much, much incredibly older than me. What was that, hon? 13 months? Anyway, yep, 50 years. And I must say, he has weathered fairly well. That's always fun when you see all your old classmates. What would you say about the cheerleaders, hon?
Didn't age all that well.
Yeah, hey, they burned it up early. But like with me, I sat on the couch for the first 60 years. So it reserved all of my everything till the end. Perfect. All right, Extra Milers. Well, 1 week from today, we will be running the Beta Breakers. Well, we will be ambling through the Beta Breakers with my sister and her husband. So that'll be fun. But today, from Bidwell Park in warm Chico, California, this is Sandy.
And Gary.
And enjoy an extra mile. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Well, hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Just Plain Dave calling in from the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. Just Plain Dave is on a road trip. I got a work conference in Motor City, and I am absolutely enjoying the upper Midwest. It is a perfect week in August. The weather is, after like left New England just in time for catastrophic rainstorms to hit the Boston area. Detroit is beautiful. I am currently walking along the Riverwalk, looking south at Windsor, Ontario, Canada, on the other side of the river. Life is a little confusing with my geography up here. Anyway, wanted to just touch base and say I am in a rehab mode at the moment. I was doing well with my training, and roughly a week ago, maybe 10 days ago, I was doing mile repeats and hitting my paces, really happy, working hard, like really pushing hard for those mile repeats. And my shoe came untied, and I bent over to tie my shoe, and foolishly, like, hey, I'm fit, I don't need to bend my knees. So I just kind of bent at my waist to tie my shoe, and yoinks, I pulled my left hamstring in a quite uncomfortable way. And it has really set me back. So I have run a grand total of like 20 minutes this past week, doing lots of yoga, lots of stretching, lots of massage, doing what I can to get it repaired. It never got to the point of being like stabbing, searing pain. It was just like grabbing tightness, really frustrating. So I am definitely reevaluating my plans, but I'm hoping to still be able to do the Marine Corps Marathon in October. That is my goal. But otherwise, I am healthy and enjoying the summer, and it does not hurt to walk. And so while I am in Detroit, I am walking all over the place. It is a great city. I have gone to a handful of food serving establishments and beverage serving establishments. And there are about 25 people here, 2,500 people attending my environmental conference in Detroit. And it is just a great opportunity to network and connect with my environmental friends from all over the country. I saw some folks from Massachusetts, and we started chatting. I'm like, wait, I can see you next week. And so I then went to the Detroit Tigers baseball game with a crew of folks from the Mid-Atlantic. So Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. And it was just great. And minor baseball highlight, got to see Miguel Cabrera get two base hits and move up to number 19 on the all-time list of Major League Baseball players getting base hits. Anyway, it is beautiful. This afternoon, I will try to go for another 1 mile run on the Detroit Riverwalk, and hopefully I can just kind of take it easy and get this hamstring fixed so I am back to full strength sooner rather than later. I hope you are well, and if you want to, this time around, you can run your extra mile for me. So, from the shores of the Detroit River, looking at Canada, this is Just Plain Dave. Happy trails, my friends, and enjoy your extra mile.
Well, there you go, episode 215 of the Extra Mile Podcast. I certainly hope any of you who have given any thought to the bird in hand got something out of those advertisements. As well, I see that Sandy and Gary have been doing a lot of traveling and running on their travel. It sounds like a lot of fun. But I'm also assuming that Sandy may have been a real killjoy at the Bay to Breakers and probably would not allow Gary to show off his tight cheeks in that race. Unfortunately, Sandy as well as Tom, as you heard in this episode, are both dealing with injuries, but neither one of them's given up. Sandy's got a hip issue that she's been dealing with for a few months, I guess. And as you heard, Tom is having some issues with a hammy. But they'll get through that. I will just throw in my advert as well on the bird in hand. This race, bar none, is the best organized, the most well run. It's got a beautiful scenery. It's the best pre and post race food of any race I've been in. It's got an amazing medal. It's just a race that you're going to have to look very hard to find anything critical to say about it. Oh, and by the way, there's an extraordinarily amazing group of extra milers to hang out with. So if you're anywhere close to that area in Pennsylvania and anywhere close to being in shape to either run or run walk or walk a half marathon, and you can make this race, I implore you, do it. You won't be sorry. And if you do, if you have plans, make sure that you send the information, your information, to our buddy Nate at natewagner08@gmail.com so that he can keep you up to date and add you to all the extra mile meetup festivities. So how about a little bit about my training and a health update? Well, I have hit a small bump in the road. And after, I think, close to 6 years, my arch nemesis, AFib, has returned.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
I honestly couldn't tell you how long I was in AFib, but it was diagnosed during a yearly physical. And since that time, I have had 3 cardioversions to solve that problem. And in case y'all don't know, an AFib is generally just, I shouldn't say just, AFib is an irregular heartbeat. So when your heart goes thump, 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 as it should, mine might be going thump, 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 thump. Get it? And there's a few different kinds, but generally mine is what they, I think it's called persistent AFib, which means once I go in it, once my heart goes into that irregular heartbeat, it stays there. So I noticed this about 3 weeks ago, I think, 2 to 3 weeks ago. I got to my GP and then to my cardiologist very quickly for some EKGs to have that confirmed. And like I said, I've had 3 cardioversions. And a cardioversion, in case you don't know, is just a shock that puts your heart back in rhythm. So think of the old shocks you give somebody whose heart might stop or something like that. But it's a relatively quick and easy and very low risk way of putting one's heart back in rhythm. My first one lasted somewhere around 10 or 11 months, and then my heart went back into AFib. The second one I had lasted, I don't know, it's close to 2 years. And once again, my arch nemesis returned. And the third one lasted 5+ years. So they tend, at least in my case, to be getting better or lasting longer. Now, first and foremost, I want to make sure that you are all aware that I am at very little risk of anything bad happening. I am on a blood thinner medication that reduces the risks even more. I have had a very long conversation with my cardiologist, and he tells me, as do all of the doctors that I've been able to track down on YouTube that talk about the topic, that I can absolutely run and I do not have to stop any of my current activity. It does, however, keep me from doing anything fast or close to my usual pace. You know, I think if I were to describe it to you, it would be like I'm running very, very slow, and I have the feeling as though I'm running uphill all the time. It's forcing me to definitely flunk Jeff's no huffing and puffing rule. So I have been doing a lot more walking and a lot more gwinning these days. My 3-mile run today was with a 20-second run and a 40-second walk. And just to give you an idea, my pace was about 15:20 or 15:30, something like that. But I am still out there. For obvious reasons, I will not be joining the rest of you lovable extra milers at the Bird in Hand this year. So my options, what options do I have? Well, and these options, by the way, aren't from the internet, they're from my cardiologist. Number one, I can do nothing. I can continue taking the meds that reduce any sort of risk, and I can keep doing exactly what I'm doing right now. There are folks who have been in AFib for decades with no ill effects. Now, I will say that, I can tell because I exercise a lot. If I were a couch potato, I'm rather positive that I would not know I was even in AFib. Option number two, I could have another cardioversion. I could go in and very easily they could shock me again and put me back in rhythm. Like I said, it's very easy, it's very fast, it's outpatient, and I think the procedure itself takes about 5 minutes. I say I think because I'm completely out during that. But I can positively promise you that it takes a lot longer just to prep than to actually do the cardioversion. But the downside to that, at least in my tiny little brain, is that I've had three already and I just don't have a lot of faith that this is a long-term solution. But maybe it's a fast and easy and low-risk solution I can do every 5 years until I become a couch potato. Anyway, that's option number two. Option number three is a surgery known as an ablation. It's relatively low risk and quite common as well. It is heart surgery where they insert a catheter through your veins and your arteries, and they use an energy source to actually create tiny little scars on your heart that will block the irregular signals that your heart is sending for these beats and will typically restore your heartbeat to a proper rhythm. I have some close friends who have had this procedure. One of them, I'm guessing, is listening right now. He's an extra miler, and he has shared that, I think, on this podcast. And I know he's shared it on his own podcast. With good results, his AFib is completely gone and has been for quite a while after that procedure. I also have my oldest son, who, by the way, his name's Kevin. And he had this procedure 3 years ago, maybe four. And he's also had great results and has had no recurring AFib at all in all of that time. So I have another appointment with a cardiologist who specializes in ablations. Third week in September, I think. So got my list of questions and I hope to learn a heck of a lot more about that during that appointment. So more to come about that, but that's enough about me. I'm still getting a lot of steps in and I'm fighting a head-to-head battle with Titanium Tim in Jeff Galloway's Fitness Bank's Step Challenge. It's looking as though I might have to resort to my secret weapon to beat Titanium Tim. I call it my Nancy Kerrigan. More on that as well. Now, while I'm on the topic of my heart, I ordered a new running toy recently because they just coincidentally introduced this product. I ordered about 2 weeks ago, I ordered a Coros heart rate monitor. Now, I already have a Garmin heart rate chest strap, and I am positive that that chest strap gives a much more accurate reading than either my Coros or my Apple wrist monitor. And obviously my heart rate has become a little bit more important to me these days, and accuracy has become more important. But boy, is that chest strap uncomfortable. I'm guessing, seriously, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing that it must be like wearing a training bra. It slips up and down on my chest. It needs to be adjusted during a run and is generally just not comfortable. It never disappears. Let me put it that way. I always know it's there. So I got an email a couple weeks ago from my buddies at Koros, and they just introduced a new heart rate monitor that fits on the upper arm, right around your bicep. So I ordered that thing immediately, and I gotta tell you, I'm loving it. It is very small. It's on a Velcro elastic strap that, like I said, fits around your bicep, and unless you way over tighten it, I put it on and then I immediately forget it's there. I've got it on right now. Here's an example. I'm walking at a, it's probably a little bit faster pace, and my heart rate monitor tells me I'm already at 130. So that's AFib, by the way. Anyway, I am loving it. This thing is rechargeable. And as you know, Koros has that reputation for being a complete stud of a company when it comes to their battery life. This thing, they tell me, will last 38 hours. I've gotten 30 on just this charge that I've got right now. So I'm guessing they're very close or right on. That's a great battery life. This small monitor does not slip, and it just, like I said, quickly becomes very invisible. And from what I can see, it gives some very, very accurate information. This is Bluetooth connectable, and it is compatible with any Bluetooth device. So that includes the Koros watch that I'm wearing now. I've also got it connected to my Apple Watch, and they tell me that it will basically sync with any Bluetooth non-Koros watch. That includes indoor trainers, bike computers, any of that stuff. And here's a very cool thing, at least I think so. It will connect to 3 Bluetooth devices simultaneously. So I'm a complete nerd, and I keep my Apple Watch on all the time because steps are important to me, but I wear my Koros just while I'm running. So while I'm running or walking, that includes right now, I've got both of them on. My Apple Watch is on my left wrist and my Koros is on my right. When I get home, I'll take the Koros off, and I only wear it during exercise. But so my point is, like, right now, this heart rate monitor is connected to both of those devices. And if I look down at either wrist, it shows the exact same thing. Whoa, I'm already up to 145. Damn you, arch nemesis.
Oh, I've waited for this. It makes my whole life worthwhile.
Anyway, check it out. It costs $80, and it was well worth it, at least in my example. If I think about it, I'll put the link in the show notes, but all you have to do is either go to the Koros website or just Google Koros heart rate monitor and you'll find it. Lastly, I'd like to talk about something that I've been thinking about a lot in the past week and a half. I have all of this worked out in my head, but I am wondering if I have the skills to really articulate what I'm thinking. I can't remember how many times that I have said running is my life. Probably many times, right, on this podcast. Well, I'm here to correct the record. Running is not my life. That statement is hyperbole to the extreme. So why have I been thinking about this lately? Well, there's 2 events that have brought this to the forefront of my mind. The first is the recent travels of my good friend, Coach Chris Twiggs, and his wife, Dr. Diana, to the Ukraine to aid those poor, war-torn innocents. I think we can all give Chris a pass for not running while he's traveling in a country that happens to be at war with an evil dictator with no regard to innocent populations. But I can't express this nearly as well as Coach Twiggs can.
Well, hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Coach Chris Twiggs, and I am sending you a message from Lviv, Ukraine. My wife and I have been over here for a few days, and I'm going to be honest with you, I have not been running, and it's not because I don't want to run. It's just because this doesn't seem like the best place to do it. I've seen one person out running, and I've heard of people doing it, but it just doesn't feel right here for some reason. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should be paving the way by getting out and running. But I guess I get up in the morning and I go out and I work, and I work all day helping out wherever I can, doing whatever I can. And then in the evening, I have fun with the other volunteers here, and then I settle in. And I just, like I said, I just wanted to say something about taking a break now and then. I know a lot of people have done that, and I've heard some things on other podcasts about people that have taken a break, and it's okay. Whether you take a break for a couple of days or for a week or for a month, if you've got a good reason to do that, it's okay. You know, maybe the reason is because you need to focus on yourself in some other way. Or maybe you're focusing on other people. You're helping other people in some capacity. And that's okay too. But you know what? I'm still a runner. I haven't run in a few days, but I'm still a runner. Nothing's going to stop that from happening. Even if this drought goes on for a while. And it won't, because we're not staying here forever. In fact, we're heading home in just a bit back to the United States. And I've got races coming up somewhere I'll see some wonderful, lovable extra milers, and I'm looking forward to that. And somewhere I may even see Kevin, and I'll love that just as much, maybe even more. So I just want to encourage all of you, if you're taking a break, great. If you're not taking a break, that's fine. Just keep enjoying every run, enjoying every mile, especially that extra mile.
So my point is that running in Chris's life is clearly a priority, but it's not at the top of his priority. The word that comes to mind to me is perspective. Secondly, a dear, sweet, lovable extra miler lost the love of her life this week, and a wonderful family lost a father. My good friend Katie from Texas and her family find themselves having to mourn and bury the rudder of their ship. So Katie has obviously put her running on the back burner while dealing with this tragedy. Obviously, very stark reminder what is really important in our lives. But one of the things that has come up this week that reminds me of perspective. So that's all I got. Sorry for the heavy but oh so important topic to finish the episode. Thanks for all the submissions for this episode. Thank you so much for the download. And please don't forget, if you can make it the bird in hand, to send our buddy Nate your information so he can include you in all the festivities. So until next time, keep this running stuff a priority, but in perspective. And enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.
Stop all the clocks. Cut off the telephone. Prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone. Silence the pianos. And with muffled drum, bring out the coffin, let the mourners come.
Let aeroplanes circle moaning overhead, scribbling on the sky the message, he is dead. Put crepe bows round the white necks of the public doves. Let the traffic policemen wear black cotton gloves.
He
He was my north, my south, my east and west, my working week and my Sunday rest, my noon, my midnight, my talk, my song. I thought that love would last forever. I was wrong. The stars are not wanted now. Put out everyone. Pack up the moon and dismantle the sun. Pour away the ocean and sweep up the wood. For nothing now can ever come to any good.